For the more of Reb Lezer, Nami Yoksir V'Yabosa Toichol. For the more Akasha, back to Reb Lezer. Why do you say from the second pasuk, V'Dam Zvachech Yishofech, you dashens mashma with blood alone, just the dam is around. You're allowed to make this rika, even though there's no bosa kain to be eaten, nor got lost or got tamein. I, the end of the pasuk says clearly, V'Habosa Toichol. It says clearly, mashma you have to eat the meat. Just like Reb Yeshua says, so why doesn't Reb Lezer dashen that way? Omalok Reb Lezer answers back, that's at the end of the pasuk says v'abosa teichol. It's for different limud. Humi boyele shein habosa muta v'achilo ach yizur kadam. In the case when you have both, you have a korban shlomim that the din is you make zrikas adam and then you're allowed to eat the meat. What about if I want to eat the meat before I make this zrikas adam? Is it mutter or not? That's what I learned out from this pasuk. Shein habosa muta v'achilo. You're only allowed to go to eat the meat. Only when Achiyizrik Adam, the first you have to have the Zrikas Adam. That's this pasuk here. V'dam Subachecha Yishofich. You should first make the Zrikas Adam of a korban. After you make the Zrikas Adam, then the pasuk says V'yabosa Teichel. Then you're allowed to eat the meat. But before you make the Zrikas Adam, you're not allowed to eat the meat. The pasuk pshat is that the meat is kochim. Mitchila, you will makdish this animal. You got a kedushas aguf on the animal. You're not allowed to eat the animal. It's only when you make the zrikas adam, that's called a matir. The zrikas adam, you put the dam on the mizbeach, that's matir the boss of achila. That gives that to that, like takes off the kedushas aguf of the animal, and then the carnivore will not eat it. But kozman, you don't make the zrikas adam, there's a kedushas aguf on the animal, it's also tidit. So zok jebeleza, how do I know that? From this posik. First make the dam, and then the posik says, we have bosa teichum. But nothing to do that you have to have both around. In order to make a shchita, you have to have boser. He else know. Havadi can make a zrikas adam even though there's no boser around. The pasuk is just saying when you have the boser around, you can't eat it until you first make the zrika.
Hey, this is a kasha now according to Rabbi Lezer. How do you know to use this pasuk? Dam, Svachech Yishofich. That is an Indian can make his Rikas Adam, even without any Basar. Who says that? Maybe the whole Pasuk is only coming to tell us that you have to have his Rikas Dam, and then you could eat the meat. That's the Gemara's Kashi. Yochi, Eim, Makulu, Lohachu, Diyosam. Dam, Afal, Pi, Shein, Shom, Basim, Inolan. How does Rebbe Lez know to Dasha from this Pasuk, the first Rosh we had, that you could have his Rikas Dam, even without an Achilas Basar? Maybe not. Maybe the only pasuk is only telling me the second chiddush that if you want to eat the basar, first you have to have a zrikas adam. And if the Gemara Amalach, Sir Rabbi Lez answers back, Im Kain, if the pasuk is only come to tell us that first you have to make a zrikas adam and then you're allowed to eat the meat, Im Kain Nichta Rachmona Habosa Teichel. The pasuk should have said the lashon of Habosa Teichel first, then Vohadar V'dam Zvachech Yishofich. Then it should say the pasuk of the words. The dam you should make is rikum, just like I said before. That parasha, the pasuk says v'yosiso oilosecho abosa v'yadam. There also it says the word you should make the oilos bosa first and then dam. Ma'ishin, how come in the second pasuk the atkadme ledam zvochechem? How come here it says the word dam first before it says the word bosa? So Reb Elazar tells us shemamina. From here I see dam. One drasha is dam. If you just have the Zrikas Adam to make Afal Pi Shein Basar, even though the Basar is already Tumah, you can't use the Basar, still you're allowed to make the Zrikas Adam. That's one Jerusha. Ushma Minu, I also hear the second Chiddush of Shein HaBasar Muta Biachilo Achi Yizrik Adam. You're not allowed to make the Zrikas Adam, you're not allowed to eat the meat until you first make the Zrikas Adam. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Im Kain, the Kula Yosele Meimer. The whole Pasuk is only coming to tell us. Didam mate boser biachilom, that first you need to have to make a zrikas adam. Then you're allowed to eat the meat. V'lav lemei medam. Afopi shein boser. Not to teach us this, the first chiddush Reb Elazar wanted to say. That is teaching that you could have a zrikas adam without an achilas boser. Abazor lichtov. The pasuk should have said, O boser zvechecho teicho. V'hodav adam yishofich. And from this, I would also know that you have to have avad zrikas adam first. Koydim leachilam. To loik siv, the pasuk doesn't say v'yadam tishofuch. Ma'ishin of the kashrut the akad miladam zvachel yishofuch bresha. How come the pasuk says the word dam zvachel first, and it doesn't say the word bosa first? How come it says the word dam first? So this is Rebbe Lezer's Raya, Shmar Mina Zat Rashi LeMedrash, V'dam Zuchlech LeYishofech Mikomokim, to make the Drosha Mikomokim. Mikomokim, and therefore, according to Rebbe Lezer, we can hear both Chedushim from this one Pasuk. We could hear both Chedushim according to Rebbe Lezer.
Rebbe Lezer holds that you're allowed to have the Zerikas Adam, even though there's no Bosakayim. This is the way Rebbe Lezer dashes the Pesukim. For the Gemara, Rebbe Yeshua says no. He said the second pasuk of Dams Vachechom is only talking about where Bosa Teichu, you have meat, and again to teach us the same Yisoid, that you only allowed to make a Zerikas Adam if there's meat there. For the Gemara, according to Rebbe Yeshua, Ein HaBosa Mutav Yachilo As Yizvik Adam. How does he know that? How does Rebbe Yeshua know that you're not allowed to eat the meat of a korban until you first make the Zerikas Adam? So he says Kal V'Chaymu. Yeshua says, I don't need a pasuk for that. That's the Kal V'Chaymu. Umay Imurim. Madach, when you have the Imurim, after you made the Zerikas Adam, by a korban chatis, by a korban shlamim, after you make the Zerikas Adam, then you're supposed to take the Imurim first, and put them on the Mizbech and burn the Imurim, and then you're first allowed to eat the meat. What about before you burnt the Imurim? Are you allowed to eat the meat? No. We had a pasuk before in Tamad Ishka. So this is Kal V'Chaymu. When you already made the Zerikas Adam, you have two things in front of you now. You have the Imurim burning the fat, and you have the Achilas of the Basar. If for some reason the Imurim got lost, they became Tomei, they're not Makfim, then you're allowed to eat the meat without burning the Imurim. Still we say, when you have both of them here, the Imurim and the Basar, Makfim, that when you have both of them in front of you, you're not allowed to eat the meat until you first burn the Imurim. That's a posse we had before in Tamad Ishkat. Of a Zaydam. Here when we have a question, you have the blood, and you want to eat the meat. Can you eat the meat before you make the Zerikas Adam? It's a Kal V'Chaymer, no. If you don't have dam, no Zerikas Adam, sheet to the carbonous possum. Avad, you can't eat the meat. Of a Zaykiisam. When you have the dam here in front of you, Lekol Shechein the Makiv, Avad and Avad, you can't eat the meat before you make the Zerikas Adam. It's not that when you have the Imurim and the Basar, you can only eat the meat last. You have to first bring the Imurim. And if you don't have the Imurim, it's not Makiv. So by the dam, when you have a question of doing the dam first, the Zerikas Adam, or eating the meat, pshiti, you have to make the Zerikas Adam first. Because if you don't have the Zerik altogether, the korban is puzzled. So avada, you can't eat the meat without first bringing in the dam. So Rabbi Yeshua said, I don't need a pasuk for this. This is a svara. So the Marv Rebbe Lez, what does he hold? Milsa diyasa bekal v'chayma, talk of a kosov l'krua. He holds that's not so shreya. It's like a true. There is a kal v'chayma, but still, sometimes the Torah writes it out. Even though I can know from a Kal V'Chaymer, sometimes it's not a kasha, Torach because of L'Kruah. The Kruah, the Pasuk does say it out. We have Yeshua, Yeshua says no. Kol Heichad Yikul Medrash Darshinim. Avad, if there'd be nothing else to Darshin from the Pasuk, there wouldn't be a kasha. I, it's a Kal V'Chaymer. Sometimes the Torah says something, even though we would have known it from a Kal V'Chaymer. But Avad, if you have something else to learn out from this Pasuk, it's better to learn out something else than to say it's an extra Pasuk, because I would have known it from a Kal V'Chaymer. Avad, if you make a different drush, it's better. So Yeshua says, I dash over this Pasuk again, that Dam and Basar, you dash can eat both. You could only bring the Dam if there's Basar there. If there's no Basar around, you're not allowed to make this week as a Dam. So I call upon him, this is Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Now Zot Gemara. Hashda now, Lema Masitim like Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah Chura does not come out according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Chiv and the Omar, being entirety, since we made the first two Anochis, that any time the Tzibur brings the Korban Betumah, the Al Mishnah says you're allowed to bring a Korban Betumah, what do we say? You need two things for that. Being entirety, it's called Tumis Dechuya, and you have to have the Tzitz to Meratza. You need the Tzitz. The Tzitz Achilas Le Meratza. Now the Tzitz does not permit you to eat the Basar. If the Basar is Tumah, you're not allowed to eat the Basar. The Tzitz only permits us to make the Zerikas Adam. According to Rabbi Yeshua, how could our Mishnah say the Karbonis B'tzibur? Abuat B'tumah, according to Rabbi Yeshua, shouldn't be able to be brought. Since you don't have any dam, you don't have any basar. The tzitz is not meratzer on the basar. So our Mishnah can't come out according to Rabbi Yeshua. For our Mishnah is mashma Rabbi Elazar. Even though you can't eat the meat, still you're allowed to make the Zerikas as a dam. Stimur no. Afidu tzayim Rabbi Yeshua. Even if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, Elo Kesav Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua has told, Hatitz Meratza al Oilin. The Tzitz is Meratza on what goes on the Mizbeach. In other words, there are two types of Achilus here, by a Musaf and by a Chatis. There's the Emurim, the fats that are burnt on the Mizbeach, and there's Achilus Bosar, what the Kanam has to eat. Now the Tzitz, That we say it's not meratza on the achilus, it means that the people, the kahanim, can't eat the meat betumo. What about the fats that have to be put on the mizbeach? That the tzitzis meratza. If the fats are tumay, still you're allowed to put it on the mizbeach. So the tzitz meratza al oilin, the tzitz, it makes acceptable, the oilin means the parts that are burnt on the mizbeach, that is good. So therefore, even according to Yeshua, this korban tzibur that's brought betumo, first of all, the zrikas of dam you're allowed to do. The question is, where's the bosa left over? According to Rabbi Lezer, you don't bedavka have to have meat to eat. It's enough if you have something left over to burn on the mizbeach. So now these emurim, these fats, even though they're tumor, the tzitz is meratz on the oilim. What's burnt on the mizbeach, the tzitz says it's okay. So therefore, there is something to be burnt, so it's okay according to Yeshua. For the gemara hotayin as vachim, diik oilim, that's good by a korbin, that you have the fat that should be burnt. So since the tzitz says you're allowed to burn the fats, it's called something as kayim. You have dam and you have bosar. Elo oimer, but the korban oimer is only like a mincha. Or shtei alechem. The lech oilim, the cloud is nothing to be burnt. By the oimer, all you do is you take out a kemitza and you burn the kemitza. So the kemitza, that's takamuter. But there's nothing left over to be burnt. All the shirayim, all the leftover was only eaten. So and if it's tomei, you're not allowed to eat it. So how could you bring the korban oimer? And the shtei alechem betumam, there's no achila. So according to Yeshua, it should be possible. You can't have a dama on Akhtoro without having something to eat, without having some shirayim. Ma'ikel meimer, I'm going to tell you like this. Ki yomer of Yeshua nami, the bina tarti, bizvachim. When does Yeshua say you need two things? You need Akhtoro, no kemitza, and you need shirayim, something else to be eaten. He only said it by zvachim. Abibimnachas la yomer, enach nami. By a minch, he never said that you saw it. By a minch, even if the old minch is tummy. So say now you're allowed to make a kemitza handful and put it on the mizbeach. So the question is, the kemitza is like the dam. But where's any achila? There's no achila mutter. It's all tummy, you can't eat it. The Torah says, Yeshua never said it by a mincha. He only said you need two things, dam and bosar, only by zvachim. But not by benochis. For the Gemara, is that true of benochis layomar? Is it true Yeshua never said it by a mincha? The Yotzanan, we learned like this in benochis. Nitnu shireha, if you have a mincha, that the leftover part of the mincha became tummy. Or else avdu shireha, or else the shirayim got lost. Notice by mincha, you have all this flour here. The Kohen first takes the kemitz, a handful of it, puts it on the mizbeach, and the shirayim, the leftover, is mutav achilam. What happened if the leftover became tamei or got lost? So Mishnah says clearly over there, it says, that kemidis rebelezik shayram, according to rebelez, it's kosher. But kemidis rebeshua psula. You see, clearly, Yeshua said it's then even by a mincha. Even by a mincha, you can only make a kemitza if there's some shirayim left over to eat. So here that the shirayim is lost or tamei, since you're not allowed to eat a betumon, you can't bring the mincha. So you see, according to Yeshua, even Menachos needs to. Send up your kash and our Mishnah. How does our Mishnah say the shtei alechem? And the oimer is brought betumah. If they're brought betumah, there's no achilu though. Then you can't eat it. So it should be possible according to Yeshua. So Gemara answers that this Mishnah in Menachos goes kemidus like kemidus. It's like Rabbi Yeshua, but not really Rabbi Yeshua. Kemidus Rabbi Yeshua goes like Rabbi Yeshua, the bina tarti, that you need two things. Dam, or by Menachos, you need Akhtaro, and you also need something left over to eat. But like Rabbi Yeshua, it's not really, really Rabbi Yeshua. Dilu Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua himself, Vizvachim Omer. He only said it by his Zevach, Rabbi Yeshua said you have to have two things, Dam and Bosom. But Menachos Lo Yomer, Rabbi Yeshua never said by Minch you need two things. Yilu Hai Tan, I'll tell you, this Tan here by Menachos, he's the one that saw that holds. Afilu B'Menachos. Maybe such a terrace like that. The Enoch Nami, the Mishnah in Menachos, that says even a mincha is possum is not Rabbi Yeshua, it's some other Tana. For the Gemara, Umani Hai Tana, how can you say that to Koi Kavosi? Umach Mitzvei, who's such a Tana that holds like Rabbi Yeshua and even more Machma than him? Like who, we don't know anybody else. So who the Gemara means there's a Kash, the Churis is Rabbi Yeshua. The Yoid, another Kash Avenue, Tanya, bring a clear eye like this, we learn like this. Tanya, Omri Rabbi Yosef, Yosef said, Roya Niyas Dibri Rabbi Lezer. I like what Rabbi Lezer said, Bimnochas Ubizvachim. What he said, both by a mincha and by zvachim. So Mashu Reb Lezer, that said you don't need both, said at both places. And he also said, Reb Yosef, for Diver Reb Yeshua, I like what Reb Yeshua said, that you do need two things, you do need dam and bosom, for zvachim uvim nochis. You see, clearly he said that he said his din, both by zevach, by a korban, where you have the dam and the meat mamish, and who are din by menochis? By menochis, you have to make a ktora, that's like the dam, putting on the mizbeach, but it's only kosher if there's some leftover shirayim, leftover part of the mincha that you could eat. So you see, Rabbi Yeshua said his din even by Melachis. What does he mean to say now? Did Rabbi Elazar b'Zvachim, unlike what Rabbi Elazar said by Zvachim, show you Weimer? What was his din by Zvachim? Dam afapi shein shem boser. That's what Rabbi Elazar said. For did Rabbi Yeshua b'Zvachim, I like what Rabbi Yeshua said. No, he's not passing here. He's just saying, I hear the machlokes. I like what both said. I also like Rabbi Yeshua's svarah that said by Zvachim, show you Weimer, that he used to say, emein dam ein boser. Emein boser ein dam. That's what he dash in the postrig. The Yasisa Lasecha Bosa Viadam, you Badafka have to have both, Bosa and Dam. Vaiti said, Divir Rebelezer Bimnochis. I like what Rebelezer said by Yokos Menochis. Shayuaymer Rebelezer used to say by Mincha, Kaimitz. You're allowed to make the Kemitz if the Mincha is a Tomadik Mincha, and it's a Korban Tziba now, you're allowed to make the Kemitz even though it's Tomei. Afal P. Shain Shirayim, even though there's nothing left over to eat, or else in the case where the Shirayim got lost, still you're allowed to be marked to the Kemitz. And that's what Rabbi Elazar said. Now, Divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'Menachis, I like what Rabbi Yeshua said by Hilchos Menachis. Shoyo Eimer, what did Rabbi Yeshua himself used to say by Hilchos Menachis? Im ein koimetz ein shirayim. If the koimetz got lost, you're not allowed to eat the leftover mincha. That's pshita. If you don't have that handful to burn on the mizbeach to burn, it got lost, pshita, you can't eat the rest. Because that's just like a korban. The rest is called the Kedusha Saguf. You have no head to eat it, close the man you weren't mat with the kemitza. But he also said clearly, "Emein shirayim." But if the leftover part of the mincha got lost, I got tamei ein kaimitz. You're not allowed to make the kemitza. So you see clearly, Rabbi Yeshua himself holds even by menachis. If there's nothing left over to be eaten, you're not allowed to make the kemitza. So then we have a kasha in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah Chura can't come out according to Rabbi Yeshua, because our Mishnah says even the oimer and the shtei lechem, which were menachis, are allowed to be brought to tumah. If the tzibur is tamei, you're allowed to bring it. Why are you allowed to bring it? Because the kemitza dika part is doichet to me, you're allowed to do it, even though the shrine are not allowed to eat. So you see, you're allowed to bring a mincha, even though you can't eat the shrine. It's a kashan Rabbi Yeshua. So the more elok savri Rabbi Yeshua, I tell you, Rabbi Yeshua holds like this: hatzitz meratza al oilin v'yala achilas ena chanami. Rabbi Yeshua holds that tzitz meratza even on the achila. Therefore, when a korban tzibur is brought, the tumah, the shtei halechem, and the oimer, and the chanami, the kanim are allowed to eat the shirayim also. The tzitz is maratza, that on a korban tzibur, you're allowed to eat the shirayim left over also. Therefore, it's mutter. For the Gemara, if that's true, ihochi, if that's so, amai kemidah shebishua psula. Why did it say before that according to Yeshua, the minchas psula? Why is it possible? If the Gemara are of it v'sorif. It's only going in a case where the rest of the shrine got lost or burnt up. Then it's possible according to Rabbi Yeshua. But in a if it would have got tumah, elos v'tumah nitma laman ketoni. But what do you want to tell me though? But if the shrine, the leftover part of the mincha, only became tumah, that's not psula. So Mizrahi, why does the Brisa say it altogether for? Why does it say the case if the shrine became tumah? The one to tell me now according to Rabbi Elazar, that even though the shrine is tumah, still it's kosher, fredig mar pshita, avatim is kosher according to Rabbi Elazar. Hashto, now, Yeshlam, you'll tell me, Ovid Visorif, the Lesnayo Machshir Ablezer, Madduch, in a case where the shrine, the leftover part of the Mincha, got burnt up or got lost. You're telling me now, according to Ablezer, it's kosher, because Ablezer holds, you're allowed to have the dam, even though you don't have the Bosar, Nitmu, where just the shrine just became Tomei, the Isayim, it's here, Miboy, Avadah should be kosher, according to Ablezer. So why did the Brayas have to say the din where the mincha became tamei? El epshit l'Rabbi Yeshua, avad v'tz going according to Rabbi Yeshua, uktani psula. And the Mishnah Brayas says according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's possible. So you see, a korban tzibur, if the shirayim is tamei, the mincha is possible. Why is it possible? Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can only make a kemitzam if you ask some shirayim that's nechem. And if the shirayim is tumah, even though the tzitz is maratza, it's not maratza nechila. You're not allowed to eat it. You see clearly, you can't eat it, according to Rabbi Yeshua. So back Shver, our Mishnah. How does our Mishnah say you can bring the Oimer and the Shtei Lechem Atumah? Since you're not allowed to eat the Shirayim, it should be possible, according to Rabbi Yeshua. For Yoid, and also, Tanya, we learn clearly, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Kol Zvachim Sheva Torah, any type of a korban, any behemoth, Zvachim Yitzom Yach Teshecht, Bein Shenitmu Bosar, the Chel of Kayin, whether just the meat became Tomei, and the Chel is still around, or bein shenit mucheleb, whether the chfat became tamim, or bosa kaim, and there's one of these two is still here, either you could eat the meat, or else you could burn the fat, the halacha is zerik yesadam. Then you're allowed to make this zerik yesadam. Because that's called, you have dam and basar, like we had before. It doesn't mean you have to have the two types of basar to eat and to burn. It's enough either one of the two. Avo nitmo tavayo, but let's say both became tummy, that both the basar and the fat, light, it's possible. Is almut sovri bishu, what do we see bishu holds? Ein atitz meratz al oilin. You hear us talking about that the meat of the carbon became tummy. And still it says, if both became tummy, zai the aktara, what you're burning, and zai what you're eating is not maratza. So you see, according to Yom Yeshua, the tit is not maratza on oilam either. But lo yal achila, it's not on the achila either. So maybe let's back shrei al Mishnah. Even zvachim should be shrei them. How could our Mishnah say that the musafim, a carbon seber, is allowed to be brought to tumah if the meat is tummy? According to Yom Yeshua, you're not allowed to burn it, and you're not allowed to eat it. So there's no basar altogether. So how could our Mishnah say you could bring the korban b'tumah? How could you make this rikas adam since there's no achilas at all? There's not even an achilas of the mizbeach, because that's this bryce that says according to Yeshua that tzit is not maratz even on the yelim, even on the fats that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. If the fat is tameh, you're not allowed to burn it on the mizbeach. So b'zeh our Mishnah chur doesn't come out according to Yeshua. So we're answered like this: elul yelim yeshui. No, our Mishnah maybe still comes out according to Yeshua. And I tell you, Masnisin, and the Mishnah is going to Yeshua. But like Kasher, and there's no Kasher in Yeshua. I'll tell you like this: Kan lechatchila, kan diyevin. When did Yeshua say that tzit is not maratzen? It's only metchila. Metchila, you're not supposed to do it. But for diyevin, though, the tzit is yemaratzen. For diyevin, it's good. Trashel lekasher, Masnisin of Yeshua, Masnisin diyevin. For Yeshua lechatchila, tarti boy, the asua meschasher diyevin. Rashi is saying, Rabbi Shu only says you need both, only metchila. But b'dieved, though, if you do it, though, it's kosher. And now Mishnah is only talking about b'dieved, then echnami. Metchila taki, you're not allowed to bring the korban in our Mishnah. No, b'dieved, if you made this rika zdam, it's kosher. If that Rabbi Shu says, you can only do a zrika unless you have basar, that's only metchila. Metchila, you shouldn't make this rika zdam if you don't have any basar. But what about you made this rika zdam, then taki, it's kosher. And that's Shan Al Mishnah. That the Al Mishnah says, because these Kabbonis Hebrew brought the tumor, it just means B'dieved. If it was done, it was kosher. For the Gemara Eshtins, Psula, Chodah the Psula, Dieved Mashma. That the Brisa says, according to Yeshua, it's Mashma Psula, it's Mashma Hebrew B'dieved. Even if you do make this Rikas Adam, but since there's no meat left over, it's Mashma that Kerbin is Possel. So you can't say Yeshua holds this only Metchila, you need Bosser. But b'dieved, if you made this rikas adam, the korban is kosher. The brisa says clearly psula. Psula is mashma, it's no good, even b'dieved. So mashma, Yeshua's shita is, if you don't have any basar to be eaten, you're spossel the korban. V'yoyd, in the second kasha on our Mishnah, you can't say our Mishnah means it's only kosher b'dieved, but metchila you're not allowed to do it. Devarim boyin, the Mishnah says, chamisha devarim boyin, there are five kabbonis siva that has brought. What does boyin mean? Lechatchila mashma. It's mashma metchila. You're allowed to go bring this kabbonis matuma. And according to Yeshua, it's not so. Ela lakasha. No, I'll tell you. Elamai, we still want to answer. For some reason, we want to say our Mishnah could go like Yeshua. Ela lakasha. Kan biyochid kan betzibur. Enachanami. Rashi biyochid lechatchila psula. V'imzorek takahurza. Omas nisim betzibur. Boyin lechatchila. Tatuma tzibur hu beheter. I tell you, Rashi says, Mr. Shmuel, Rashi says, be yochid, Rashi says only lechatchila that's possible, but the average is kosher. I don't know why he says it. Chura, can be yochid. When does Yeshua say his halacha that you need dam and you need basar? That's only by carbon yochid. But by carbon tzibur, Yeshua is also moida. Yeshua is moida, carbon tzibur. Since it's brought betuma, that's the halacha that it's brought betuma. What do you mean it's brought betuma? That even though you're not allowed to eat the basar, and even though you can't burn the emurim, still you're allowed to make this rikas adam. That's the nuk zeres akosiv, that a carbon seba is brought for tumah. So Yeshua doesn't argue on a carbon seba. Yeshua's whole din, that the dam's that you have to have balshisa lasechon, habos of yadam, that you have to have dam and you have to have basar, that's only by carbon yochid. Ve'enechrami, by carbon seba, where it's only question of tumah, the tumah holds his mutter to be brought. Now, so far we came out good, our Mishnah comes out good according to Yeshua. Maybe though our Mishnah does not come out good according to Rabbi Yossi. Which Rabbi Yossi? The Tanya. Rabbi Elazar Weimer, Hatzitz Maratza al Achilas. The Tzitz is Maratza that you're allowed to eat the meat also. Rabbi Yossi Yaimen, no, as we had before, Ein Hatzitz Maratza al Achilas. That if the korban, the meat is Tomei, even though you're allowed to bring this Rikas Adam, if it's a korban Tzibur, because the tzitz is maratza on the zrikas adam, but the tzitz does not allow you to eat the meat. It's not maratza lachilis. If the meat is tomei, you're not allowed to eat the meat, even by korban steam, you're not allowed to eat it. That's Rabbi Yossi. So now, kasal kadartich, I thought, me the korban Rabbi Yossi. Since Rabbi Yossi says, ein hat tits maratz al achilois, that the tits does not allow us to eat the meat. If the meat is tomei, it's Rabbi Yeshua srilin. The churi he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. The oma bina tati. That you talk, you have to have two things. You have to have dam, and you have to have basar. Oy bazoi, since he's saying you need two, and he's saying the tits does not allow you to eat the meat, so then a korban should be possible then. His name Mahashtim Astisim like Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah can't come out according to Rabbi Yossi. Because our Mishnah says this korban seber is brought with tumah, even though you can only do this rikas adam, but you can't eat it. So since you can't eat it, it should be possible. So the moral light. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lezis, real name. The Yom Adam, Apopishain Bosset. No, it's no kashram. Rabbi Yossi, even though he says it sits, is not maratzer on the achilles, but the strategy don't need the achilles. Because he always like Rebbe Lezer, that even though you don't have any achilah, there's no basar at all, still, Kolzaman, the dam has the right to be brought, even though here the dam is tamei. But for the dam, for sure, the tzitz is meratzah. The tzitz says you're allowed to make the zrikas adam, therefore you're allowed to make the zrikas adam, afo pi shein basar. Yochi, if that's true, lamai hilkosah ain't tzitz meratzah l'achilas. Why did Rebbe Yossi have to say that the tzitz is not meratzah on achilah? Might not mean if it is or not. If you're telling me now you do not need the achilas, that Rabbi Yossi holds, that he can have this Rikas Adam, even though there's no Achila, there's no Basar. He holds like Rabbi Lezer, so why do you have to say the Tzitz not Maratza? Why do I care if it is or it's not? So in the moral, the time according to you, Rabbi Lezer, the Yom Ratzitz Maratza, the Chorot Shrem Rabbi Lezer anyway, Rabbi Lezer said before, the Tzitz is Maratza on the Achila, you're allowed to eat the meat. The Chorot can ask the Kasha there also, Kivin the Yom Adam, Afa Pishen Basar, since Rabbi Lezer sheet there is, you're allowed to make a Zerikas Adam, even though there's no bus around. Why did he say the Tzitz and Maratz are on the Chila? Like, what do you have to eat it for? The Chur, if you don't have to eat it, you shouldn't be allowed to eat it. So since you're not allowed to eat it, it's Tumah, and you don't have to eat the contrary of Lezer, the Korban is kosher, even without the Achila, because the old bus, the Blay Dam is kosher, so what's the Lach of Tzitz and Maratz? The Chur, you're not allowed to eat it anyway. Elamai, the Teretz is, the Tzitz too late for certain things. Le mikvah be pigol. The tzitz to zoyis that now you could make a pigol. It's called the meat has a koyach of the head to teeth, and therefore pigol could be chal. O lafuke midei mila. So now you mean also that once you made this rikas adam, now the meat has no mila. If you eat this meat, you're over nis the tumah. That's true. You're not supposed to eat boset tumah. But I call upon him, you wouldn't get mila. Because I call upon him the dam, the rikas adam, helped for this bosom. That's called the rikas adam, helps for the achilles. That means it makes this meat ois kochi Hashem. The mila goes off it. If you eat it now, there's no mila. So mela, there is an afkamina. Even though you tell me you don't have to eat the meat, and you're not allowed to eat the meat, but it's an afkamina. If the tzitz is maratzer on it, zay it makes tigel on it, and then what did it take off the din mila? All right, stop here.
Rashi says, le mikveyu be tigel means, the kaimelon we hold, im yesh psulacha be korbin, shechishiv boi machshev is tigel, eina nikva be tigel. This chayev koros alichilosei. Like we had before, if when you make your korban, if you have other machshavas besides the machshavas of pigul, as again, pigul is that b'shash you make the, if you do one of the dalal avodas, either shchitam, kabbalah, hilach, wazrikam, you have in mind that one of the achilas, either the haktorah, the burning of the emurim, or else eating the meat, you're going to do chutzles manai, it's the wrong time. Instead of doing it in 2 days, you'll do it in 3 days. If you have that machshava, the korban is possible. Because of din pigul, and if you eat the meat, there's a chiyuv koros. Now the din pigul is only if that is the only thing you had wrong. Any other machshava pasles, any other pasles takes away the din pigul. See here that it's tamei, there's another psul involved. So once we say that tzitz is maratza, that tzitz makes it that there's no psul pigul, you're allowed to burn it, machmas din of pigul, therefore if you made pigul, a machshava's pigul, it would be chal pigul in the korban. It's not considered there's another psul here also that will take away pigul, rather we say that tzitz is maratza, and therefore it could be chal the din pigul on this meat. Yeah, just on top of the Gemara, the top of the Yomer, it said, kan b'yochet, kan b'tzibur, so Rashi explains that by a korban yochid, that's when you need the tzitz to be meratza. Therefore, the chetchila, it's psula, but if you make the dam, zrikas dam, it's kosher. Mashenkin kan b'tzibur means Rabbi Yeshua holds by a korban tzibur, enech nam, the din is that is hutra. Hutra means that you do not need the tzitz to meratza. Therefore, it's muti even to have the achila. Therefore, it's good al mishnah. Mishnah comes a good according to Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua also holds that b'tzibur, the din is a hutra.